T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show. We are on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day right now and getting ready for baseball season. Brewers in Montreal taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. Then tomorrow they could, well, tonight after the game they come home, and then they're home tomorrow for a little bit of a workout at Miller Park, and then it all gets going for real on Thursday. Welcome to the program. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better. At Cousin Subs. Don't forget, Cousin Subs has been doing this now for 45 plus years, and they've been catering to sizes anywhere from 10 to 10,000. They've got big party boxes, 2-foot party subs, all the different party planners, stuff like salads and soups and fries and curds and chips and brownies and cookies, and they've got it all. So go to Cousin Subs. And if you're just, you know, buying it for yourself, just either download the app, which you can go to cousinsubs.com, because some select locations now, they deliver. Or you can go to Cousin Subs and just walk through the door and just tell them you want the Bill Michaels. Extra mayo, extra cheese, throw it right there on that good Italian bread. You're good to go. That's the way to live. That is our friends at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. All right, as a Brewers fan, okay, as a Brewers fan heading into this season, got to ask you, how confident are you in this team when it comes to starting pitching? How confident are you in this team when it comes to starting pitching? Let me know. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. How confident are you in this team when it comes to starting pitching? I mean, that's really kind of what it comes down to. As much as we talk about the bullpen and the use, look, they're going to use that bullpen, but do they have enough to get through the rotation, to get through 5 days, to be able to get through without, you know, burning up the bullpen by, say, mid-June? You know? I mean, that's the bottom line. 855-830-8648. Give me a shout. But do you have confidence in this starting rotation? Do you have confidence in, how much confidence do you have in them to be able to sustain enough to get enough offense to be able to win enough games? You know what I mean? Because as much as I want to simply say, you know what, it's going to be great. They're going to hit the hell out of the baseball. Once the weather warms up, they're going to be jacking home runs. Moose is going to have a huge, look, that's fine. But you got to be able to slow a team down too. Let's say the Cubs, who had a down offensive year last year, hit to what the back of their baseball cards are. Is there enough pitching to be able to beat the Cubs? You know? Seriously, I'm looking forward to seeing what Burns can do. I'm looking forward to see what Peralta can do. I hope Chacin is the real deal from what he was last year. I think Woodruff is solid, but there's still question marks. Can they do it sustain for an entire season? Do you have enough confidence in this Brewers starting rotation? 855-830-8648. And think about it this way. Let's just say for blanks and giggles, that the Brewers starting rotation is pretty solid. okay? And they give you some good innings, okay? Now, here's my next question. Do you believe if let's say that the Brewers' starting rotation pitches to the back of their baseball card, and so does everybody else in the Central, who do you give the nod to? Just suppose John Lester has another solid year. Just suppose Yu Darvish comes back and pitches well, even though he does have that cut on the tip of his finger from his last spring training start. Say Cole Hamels, you know, gives you the real deal. Kyle Hendricks, the same. Jose Quintana gives you the back of his baseball card. Does that make the Brewers automatically a wild card contender? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. What's your thoughts? 855-830-8648. Do you have faith in this starting rotation? Or at least, if not, how much faith do you have in them? Because I think that's what it's going to come down to. And let me also remind you, because I'm getting a lot of people that are talking about opening day in this first series and the Cardinals, and I understand all of that, but I hate to say this, but in the grand scheme of things, okay, opening day is, as Craig Counsell put it, it's a game. It's the opening of the season, and there's rightful anticipation. But don't put all your eggs in that basket. You know, if you lose opening day, if you lose the first series, it's, you know, remember, they didn't start out on fire last year. You know, I'm not too worried about it. They pounded out a win at Olympic Stadium last night, though. Got a 10-5 win. Play the Blue Jays again today. That is a 6:05 Central time before being off tomorrow and back at it for four straight. By the way, here's another thing to think about. It is the theme night. It's student night on the 29th during spring break. So Friday night is student night. They already have a special. Theme night ticket package for Cabin Fever Night on Saturday. But it's the first bobblehead giveaway. Jesus Aguilar bobblehead giveaway on Sunday. So you know Sunday's going to be packed and sold out. Bobblehead giveaways are always packed. The home opener's sold out. How many people now are you going to squeeze into that place on Friday and Saturday? That's the question. But I'm liking it. They're starting out already on fire. 855-830-8640. Then, after that, they stay in the Central when they go to Cincinnati next Monday. They go to Cincinnati, and then right damn away, they're back home, and here come the Cubs. So that weekend series is going to be sold out. And then they got that stupid interleague play. They go out to L.A. They take on the Angels and the Dodgers. Okay, yay. You know, it's a West Coast trip. Get it out of the way early. But I'm done with interleague play. At least you get a chance to see Mike Trout if you're a Brewers fan. You're going out to L.A. Get to catch a couple of games. Look, L.A., where the Angels play, it's a really cool ballpark. It really is. It's underrated. But there is, if you're going to see the Brewers take on the Dodgers, there is something about walking. It's like walking into Fenway. It's like walking into, well, I can't say the new Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium maybe. It's like walking into that storied place when you go into Chavez Ravine. It just is, in a Dodger Stadium. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Chris, listening to us on the north side. Chris, how are we looking? What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, you have a very valid question on the line this morning, and I really just think that the Brewers, our question is, can they get through anybody's lineup in our division through the third time? I think we know they can get through the second time, but it's the third time. And that's what's going to really tax our bullpen, I think, this year. And none of those guys that we're pulling out have proven that they can go through anybody's lineup for the third time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be, you know, because in our division, everybody's going to be able to hit, even Cincinnati and the Pirates and the Cubs as well. But can you get through the lineup the third time around? And that's going to be the key.
Right.
I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. You know what? Here's the skinny on that. I mean, it's what we saw last year. Usually, especially early on in the season, I can't imagine too many pitchers are going to go the third time around. But the third time around is usually when Craig Counsell comes to the mound. If you've got a good game going, you get a shot at going on. If you've got an iffy game going, you usually don't even see that third time around. You'll see him a couple times through the lineup, and by the fourth or fifth inning, if you feel your bullpen's been pretty strong, then usually Craig Counsell's already made the call, and they're dipping into the bullpen. So when you get into the discussion of the third time around, it is a very short leash when it comes to starting pitchers, at least in this organization. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Was that Kane? Kane? In Columbus, stay tuned. We are going to be first out of the chute when we come back, talking some Brewers baseball. How much confidence do you have in this starting rotation going into this season? This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I know there's going to be Bud Light flowing in the parking lot on Thursday. And don't forget, Wednesday Night Live is back come June at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. Cannot wait. And it's all, again, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Kane, you're first out of the chute right after this on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we're on the air. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Talking to Brewers baseball. How confident are you in the starting rotation as the Brewers head into the 2019 season? And I know it can be cliche, but you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. New Mail Medical, by the way, reminding you, cabin fever, hopefully the weather breaks, gets warmer, stays warmer for a long period of time, and we get into summer real soon. But if the indoor activities, pardon the pun, got you down some, and erectile dysfunction is prevalent right now, call them. The New Mail Medical experts, they got you covered. They've got a 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. All you got to do is call. It's that simple. Just give them a buzz, and maybe they can help you out. They have locations both in Green Bay and in Milwaukee, so when spring is in the air and your fancy is turning to thoughts of love, you're not getting the job done, call them. They have a 98% success rate. By the way, if you're sluggish, irritable, foggy, so to speak, you could have some low testosterone if you don't have energy, stamina. Numel helped me out with that big time. It could be low T. Just go in and get your numbers checked. And I've got energy and the mental sharpness to kind of enjoy my busy lifestyle. If you'd like to drop some pounds as the weather gets warmer, you can check out Numel's all-in-one weight loss program. I'm down over 50, 60 pounds. Discover the new you and put the swing back in your spring, so to speak. Call my friends over at the Numel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Set up a consultation. Watch your life improve. 414-455-4451. 5-1. Back to the phone calls. Talk to Kame in Columbus. Kame, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm pretty concerned about the Brewers pitching, maybe like a 3 out of 10. And, you know, there's three reasons for that. The first reason is I'm really concerned that we don't have a left-handed starting pitcher. I think that in our NL Central is going to be pretty rough against teams like the Cubs and Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other thing is I'm kind of worried about the lack of velocity within our starting pitching. You know, I know Woodruff can get up there, but you got Davies rolling and Chassin. Those are, you know, control pitchers. I just not a believer in that with starting pitching. You need that big change of velocity sometimes. And then the final thing is that we don't have much going for us. We don't have many inning eaters here. You figure last year at Council, he really just killed his bullpen towards the end. You know, you're running with bullpen by starting half the time, it seemed like. And to have Chassin, he's good for, what, six innings, you figure? Like the last caller said, you know,
right,
they're not guys that are going to get through the third inning. I mean, the third time through. So it's going to be kind of tough, I think. Hopefully I'm wrong, though, but we'll see what happens.
I appreciate the phone call. The third time through, like we had mentioned, usually doesn't happen. So what I'm looking for, at least for the first series when you talk about Chassin and company, get through the lineup twice. So if you're successful in doing so, you're fourth inning. Fourth, fifth inning, get the middle relievers a little bit of work, you're good to go. Fourth, fifth inning, you're usually good to go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. What else we got here? This one's from Mark. Mark writes in a Wendy's email inbox. Hey, guys, listening to the program, I think the Brewers pitching staff is adequate at best. Right now they need another arm, although I am hopeful that Corbin Burns turns out to be the real deal. Everybody says he has good stuff. I have heard it on your show. What do you think of Woodruff as a starter? I don't know if the verdict is still out on him. He had a solid season last year. I'm excited to see if he can take it to the next level. Joe and I have talked about that. I'm excited to see what he can do. I mean, I think he's solid. So, look, when it comes to their starting rotation, when you look at what they have depth-wise with Chassin, Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Zach Davies. Zach Davies, not a great outing his last outing, but hopefully he pitches the way he did last year. He was solid. But Woodruff and Peralta really could end up being kind of the linchpin in this whole thing. If those two guys turn out to be really solid, and Freddie Peralta, you're looking for him to take that next step. If Freddie Peralta can take that next step, you got something. You got something. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Because if he takes that next step, I think you've really solidified your starting rotation. Look, you don't need – who was it? Buck Showalter, I think he said, I don't have to have a great one and two as long as I've got really good threes and fours. And as long as you every game you're in it, you have a chance to win. With the offensive output you should have on this team, you'll win a lot of ball games. I'm not looking for this starting rotation to be, you know, six innings every damn time. What I'm looking for is this group to be able to go out and just, you know, be able to get them through five innings, turn it over to the bullpen, and make sure that those bats get them a lead. 855-830-8648.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to do that when your bullpen has two significant losses?
Well, you're gonna get Jeffress back. He'll be back in about a week, week and a half.
But which Jeremy Jeffress is going to show up?
Well, that's the good question. But at least he's throwing better now. I mean, he's hitting well over 90 now. His last, his bullpen? Did he throw a bullpen or did he throw a simulated game down in his last outing? Down in spring training, because he's staying down in Phoenix, and I think the last time out, if I remember correctly, Craig Counsell said he threw significantly better into the 90s. I think he even said something to the effect of like where he's supposed to be or close to where he's supposed to be. So if that's the case, and I guess you hold your breath on this too, and you get Jimmy Nelson who's throwing 95-96 his last outing, and he starts to get his control back. That's like almost picking up a free agent along the way, if you can get Jimmy Nelson back and give you anything. So what may go to be, now, Corey Knebel with the elbow issue, certainly that's the downside. But that's not a bad way to go if you get those two guys back and they give you any significance this season. I mean, Jeremy Jeffress, you're counting on. You need him. Because if Knebel doesn't come back, then he becomes your de facto closer. Jeremy Jeffress has the experience doing that, if he's back to being Jeremy Jeffress from what you saw last year. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TVs. We're going to talk to him about the offseason moves. Go ahead and give us a shout, and we'll get into some Packers chatter coming up here in a little bit. 855-830-8648. Got a couple of people chiming in on Twitter as well. Just dawned on me that there is a championship preview tonight on FS1 when it comes to the Bucks and the Rockets. That's from Steve. This one's from Chris, who writes, fairly confident. Loads of potential with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know what you're going to get from Chassin and Davies. Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta have all shown flashes at least before. Hopefully they can stay away from giving up big innings. Scott says it's unknown at this time. Will the starters each start 33 games? Doubted. Who are the replacements? Will Jimmy Nelson be back strong? We will find out as the season evolves. This is the beauty of baseball. Which is true. I really like that. That's true. That's a good point. This is from JR. JR writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I'm looking forward to watching the starting rotation develop. I think some of the young guys could end up having really solid seasons, and if they do, they will all allow us to breathe a little bit easier when it comes to the starting rotation top to bottom for the Milwaukee Brewers for years to come. This is a pivotal season. Tyler writes, this is a season that the Brewers are going for it and are doing it with a lot of young arms. If the young arms pay off and David Stearns and Craig Counsell see something that we don't, kudos to them. But if they go into this season with these young arms and they fail, then they put too much pressure on young guys to hold up a team that offensively should win us a lot of baseball games, and that failure would then be on David Stearns and the pocketbook of one Mark Attanasio. All valid points. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, talk to Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV. Get a little bit of lowdown. His thoughts coming up on the Green Bay Packers. Also on the Packers kicking off the opener for the opening of the NFL's 100th season. Jason Kidd made an appearance and spoke out about the Bucks and about the future of the Lakers and some other things regarding the NBA. Also, Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. He's going to be here in about a half an hour or 35 minutes from now. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you as talking about Brewers, Packers. A lot of Bucks going on today, too. Bucks getting ready to take on the Houston Rockets. Down at the Fiserv Forum, but the Packers have made moves, and outside looking in, people say, hey, we are in full-blown rebuild, and that rebuild is going to culminate on opening night to kick off the NFL's 100th season down at Soldier Field. Joining us now, Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you been, my friend? What's going on?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'm glad to chat with you. You and I have not chatted since the free agency period opened up and the Packers have made some moves. So just the overall kind of perspective on the outside looking in, give me your thoughts on what's going on with the Packers so far.
I mean, it's interesting. It's different, right? I mean, we're not used to them diving into free agency definitely head first as they did this year. But I think it was necessary. I think you look at what they've added, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you look with, you know, what Mike Pettin was asked to do was kind of smoke and mirrors last year. I think it made a lot of sense that they went big. And I like that they got guys who are kind of entering the prime of their careers. You know, the last couple of years they've gotten some of these really older veterans who are definitely on the downslide. These guys should all be entering their primes. They had to overpay. That's the thing that you don't like to see, but it's kind of necessary. You know, you're going to get these guys who are hitting the market. Teams are going to be vying for the services because of their age and because of their kind of trajectory as talents. And you know, it's clear Gutekunst wanted to make sure he got the guys that he wanted. And you know, they had to pay up, and they had to pay a pretty penny. But I think, you know, the idea being that you are getting guys who are ascending, who should be able to grow with your program. He did what he had to do. I'm excited for the additions. I'm excited to see how they pan out.
So with defensively what they did, let's start there, with getting a safety, getting pass rushers, getting a down lineman, being able to fortify a little bit of that, do you feel that now Gutekunst has just the freedom to take best available, whatever's laying in front of him?
Absolutely. I think that's what free agency should be about. You know, it's not having to kind of box yourself in when you're on the clock in late April, you know, and he has said repeatedly he wants to continue to develop his team through the draft. And I think that's the correct way to go about it. But when you see glaring weaknesses, when you see open holes on your depth chart, it's smart to go and fill those in prior to getting on the clock and making sure that you are fortifying your team with the best players that are available to you. I know people look at the depth chart and they look at needs and they think, well, they got to take this first and they got to take this second. That's not how the draft should work. If you've done it right, you should be adding the best players that are available and making long-term investments, especially early on in the draft. That's when the draft works its best. And if and when you miss, because you're going to miss, that's what free agency is for, is to kind of plug those holes. But I think absolutely, you look at their depth chart, I think safety is probably the one spot where you're thinking, yeah, they probably could still use some help prior to the draft. But outside of that, I think they've done a really good job of not boxing themselves in.
So offensively, picking up Turner, now I know he's played both guard and tackle. Brian Bulaga has pronounced himself healthy, so I can only take him at his word that he's actually healthy, and you pray to God he stays healthy for an entire season. But do you feel if Bulaga's healthy, you pick up a draft choice to give you depth, is this team now solidified on the offensive line?
I wouldn't say solidified, but I think they're a lot better off. I think the jump from Jason Spriggs to Billy Turner, if he is asked to play right tackle, say if Bulaga does go down, I think that's why they paid him. You know, I don't see them laying out that kind of cash for a guard. I think because of his versatility, because of the fact that you have a guy in his last year of his contract in Brian Bulaga, who is still one of the best right tackles when he's on the field. The idea being, if he does happen to go down, you have a guy who can slide over there, and the drop-off that we've seen throughout the years when Bulaga goes down has been, you know, downright scary. And with Turner, I'm not sitting here going to tell you he's a world beater, but he is worlds better than what they've thrown out there in the past couple of years.
So you're saying he's better than Jason Spriggs, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I'm not trying to say, you know, trying to lay blame on anybody here, Bill. It's a new Aaron Nagler. I'm trying not to be mean.
Yeah.
But yes, he's better than Jason Spriggs. No doubt about it.
Okay. Just checking. Hey, offensively speaking, what do you think they need to do in the draft? Because all the questions were, should they or should they not bring in a veteran wide receiver to kind of help out? And if you do, you then stunt the growth of some of the guys that are behind him. I still think Marquez Valdes-Scantling is a guy that can get downfield. Geronimo is a really solid guy that was on the come before he got injured. St. Brown, I think, is a really good slot receiver. I think they're fortified. They just need another couple of pieces.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's interesting that they did make a call. We know from Ryan Wood's reporting with the Green Bay Press Gazette, they made a call at least on Cole Beasley. So they were at least, you know, kind of looking around. And I think the kind of the true slot player, those two slot receivers, the one area where they're probably kind of, they don't really have a guy on the squad, although maybe Kumerow could fit that bill. But I agree with you. I think they are, with what they have on hand, they could very well roll into week one and be ready to go. I think they got a lot of really disparate athletes, guys who can do a lot of different things. We've seen throughout all of last season that these guys will roll into all three positions, whether it's either the perimeter spots, whether it is inside. They've been trained up that way. Now, obviously, they're learning a new offense. They'll be learning a new offense. But I don't see anything that tells me they have to reach for a receiver. Now, if one is there in the draft, if they see a guy who, you know, maybe they have a first-round grade on who is there late second, early third, maybe they pull the trigger there. But they definitely, I don't think they need to go into this draft saying, we've got to come out with a wide receiver. If it falls that way, great. But yeah, I don't think Need will be pushing that at all.
The thought is for the offense to get Aaron Rodgers obviously on the same page with Matt LaFleur. On one hand, LaFleur says Aaron Rodgers is going to be very involved. On the other hand, I thought it was interesting when we were at Super Bowl, he said, yes, we don't have a lot of variations at the line of scrimmage. It's basically run the play. You know, which I found interesting, but my question then becomes, if personnel groupings are in there, does Aaron Rodgers then, do you believe, have the power or will have the power to go ahead and call a particular play, or do you think that it's just basically Matt LaFleur kind of putting his thumbprint on this thing, saying, hey, for a while, it's just going to be me calling the plays and Aaron running them?
Yeah, I think there's something to that, definitely. And I did, my ears kind of picked up the same way as yours probably did when he said that. But I do think, you know, when he's talking about our offense, right, that's what coaches always say, you know, our offense does this or that. And he's talking about, you know, the check with me's or the 50-50 plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, there will still be plenty of options on Aaron's plate. In the modern offense, you know, especially with RPOs and what have you, you know, there are still going to be plenty of opportunities for him to read a defense pre-snap and to make adjustments within the scheme. Now, I don't think there'll be nearly as much as maybe he had the freedom under Mike McCarthy, especially later on in his tenure. But, you know, I think it'd be silly to completely handcuff the guy. I don't think it's going to be like one of those, some of those offenses. You know, we've heard in recent years, we've heard Ben Roethlisberger or Jay Cutler talk about how they have very minimal freedom to change things at the line of scrimmage. I don't think that'll be the case with Aaron Rodgers. And if it is, I think it's a mistake.
Talking with Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So I really like what Matt LaFleur has said. I all the time, I'm sure people ask you too, what do you think of the hire? I don't know. I always tell people, I'll let you know come September or maybe even October. But I don't know right now. You know what I mean?
It's just so quick, right? I mean, the idea that, and it's funny because I know a lot of Packer fans kind of glommed down to the fact, like, because his offense didn't light the world on fire last year and his 1 year of calling plays, you know, kind of the pushback as well, you know, his offense wasn't very productive. Well, you know, look what he had to work with, et cetera. And, you know, the pointing, people always point to Mike McCarthy's year in San Francisco before he got hired in Green Bay. And it's like, well, he had one of the worst offenses in the league. Mm-hmm. And then he came to Green Bay and really lit it up. Well, Mike McCarthy had a long history as a play caller prior to that horrible year. You know, he had a body of work in New Orleans where he was quite excellent. He had top five scoring offenses, et cetera. With LaFleur, it's happened so fast. And here's my thing. I keep coming back to this, and it doesn't mean anything, and I recognize it doesn't mean anything, but I keep feeling it every time I hear him talk, every time I see him. Murphy and Gutekunst, when they were up there at the podiums, they kept talking about how they had this meeting, right? And he was the last guy they met with, and he blew them away. That was their phrasing, right? This guy blew us away.
Right.
And we slept on it, and we wanted to make sure we weren't making any rash decisions. We all came together the next day, and we thought, yep, still feel the same way. Where is that guy?
Right.
That's what I want to know. I have yet to see even a modicum of even anything approaching, anything close to a guy who's blowing me away. Now, I get it. Things are different behind closed doors. He's allowed to speak freely. He's allowed to get passionate, etc. He is in public. It's his first time as a head coach. It's his first time dealing with all these media responsibilities. I get all that. But holy cow, do I not see anything in regards to this guy came in the room and just blew us away. How?
Right.
Please, somebody show me something. Because right now, I see milquetoast, and I see nervous, and I see a guy who is a little bit like a deer in the headlights. And again, I recognize it doesn't mean anything. They roll out there week one, September in Chicago, and you know they kick off, and everything that's happened, everything that's transpired, none of it means nothing once they kick off. But you know, until then, that's all I got to go on. And right now, I don't get it. I want to see it. I want to feel it. You know?
Right. Yeah. I want to believe that behind closed doors, there's something to this. You know, I mean, other than just a guy that can be innovative, maybe a guy that can kind of be on the same page with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he talks extremely well, and him and Aaron hit it off, and they've got this really good relationship. I don't know. You know what I mean? I agree with you. I look at him and I go, okay. It's not like you're not trying to see it because you're looking so intently, going, where's it at?
No, I want it to work in the worst way possible. Right? You know, it's like you want this guy to succeed, obviously. But, whoa, daddy, right now, you know, I mean, it's very, very measured, very formulaic, and it's just like a blank sheet of paper. I don't know what it is. Right now, it doesn't tell me anything. And, again, I get it doesn't mean anything, and I get, like, in the grand scheme of things, how he's presented in public does not mean a whole lot. But if that's what sold you, I'm giving him the job. Him being in a room with you and, quote, blowing you away, you would think some of that would translate to his public appearances as a, you know, as the figurehead of the football team. And right now, I got nothing.
Talking with Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. Hey, before I let you go, so outside, the rest of the world says this is a full-blown rebuild. It's going to be at least 2 years. Do you agree?
Whew, I think it's a rebuild on the fly. There's no doubt about that. And I think Gutekunst took all the steps necessary last year to position himself to really switch things around, turn things around this offseason. I think he's done, you know, a really good job in free agency. Obviously, he's got to nail the draft. But there's zero reason they can't be in the playoffs this year. But that said, I think history will tell you that that's a long shot. You know, I think if things fall right, you know, things gel, they get some luck health-wise, they absolutely should be contending for the division title. I don't think there's any reason not to. But, again, you know, history will tell you this first season, it's going to be a feeling out period. And, you know, maybe they come, you know, they completely set themselves, so to speak, this season. Gutekunst putting his stamp on the team, and then next year they're a contender. But I tell you what, depending on how the draft falls, yes, they absolutely should be in the mix this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this season ends up kind of playing out. Aaron, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot,
all right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. Been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Brewtown Eatery and Pub. That's where Jill and the whole staff. By the way, Jill's on vacation. I saw some pictures of her on Facebook. But, hey, if you're going to be going anywhere for the game and going to watch it on television, whether it's the Bucks game tonight, Brewers game's coming up, whatever it happens to be, go to 5121 West Howard Avenue. Right there at the end of the strip mall. Good food. They've got fish fries, your friendly corner gathering spot. It's just a great place. And I can't wait for the outside patio to open up once the weather breaks a little bit. Fun atmosphere, live music on Saturday nights. That's Brewtown Eatery and Bar on Howard Avenue. You can stop in and check it out. And if you're going to stop in and check anything out, if you're looking for some fun this summer, nothing says fun like being out on the water. And I cannot wait to get my boat out of storage. I've got it stored out there at Skipper Bud's in Pewaukee. But they have a huge selection of yachts, pontoons, sport and deck boats, new and used. They've got to get rid of last year's product to make way for this year's product. If you've driven past the one in Pewaukee lately, their boats are stacked up like cordwood right now, and they're trying to move these things. And Todd tells me they're making deals, ridiculous deals, on all kinds of new and used boats right now, any size, any type. Go out and check it out for yourself. Go to skipperbuds.com. That's skipperbuds.com. And don't forget, if you have a boat and you haven't properly summarized it yet, you can take it there and they'll do it as well. Ryan in the service department, really, really good dude. Tell him we said hi. And one more thing, coming up on Thursday, you're going to be heading out and tailgating down at the park. 50,000 of you, because we know a lot of people don't even go into the game. 50,000 of you, make it a Usinger kind of day. I'm telling you, I cannot wait for the Usingers to be grilling. I cannot wait for the pretzel buns. I cannot wait for all the mustards and all the brews and all the beverages to be served. Usingers, U-S-I-N-G-E-R. Go to Usinger.com. Get to your grocery store. Start looking for them right now. Don't forget, make it a tailgate weather kind of day. It's 60 degrees, and it's a Usinger day. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Jason Kidd, he sat down with Rachel Nichol and on the, what is it called? What is that show called, Joe? The Jump? Sat down on The Jump and was asked a couple of different questions on maybe he would do things differently with the Milwaukee Bucks. Take a listen.
Do you see anything you would have done differently with the Bucks now that you have a year's distance from it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You talk about having more fun, you know, not dying on each possession,
right?
Because as a coach, you die and you live or die with each possession. I think you got to be able to sit from afar and say, hey, kids are going to make mistakes and you got to live with them, but have that atmosphere where it's fun, shoot a lot of threes, get stops late in the game, and then go on to the next game.
Also, he was asked specifically, you know, on coaching, did the year off for him help?
I would love to get back to coaching at any level, college or the NBA. And so right now it's nice to be wanted. And that just tells me I'm doing the right thing. And I think the year off helps clean up some things too, just to refocus and have that energy and understanding the kids, being around the AAU circuit a little bit and understanding what's more important to the kids today.
What's more important to the kids today? And trying to kind of get back in touch with the millennials, I guess, is what he's talking about. He can't turn down, if indeed there's an offer on the table to coach the Lakers, says the purple and gold. Nah, baby, nah, I can't turn it down.
When you look at the Lakers as a whole, it's a franchise that is one of the best in the world, not just, you know, in the NBA, but the world. And so if you ever have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold, you can't turn that down. As a coach, as a player, because they're all about championships. And so they have a process. They had a young team, and then LeBron comes and kind of sped up things. And so, you know, he wants to win now. But I think, again, it takes time. And I thought, again, Luke was doing a great job at coaching those young guys and LeBron for the first year.
So he was about kind of asked is if Luke Walton's out. He just said, hey, he's done a real good job, but he wouldn't turn it down if it was offered to him. Jason Kidd also talks about LeBron making you a better coach.
When you talk about the best player in the world, you always are going to say yes. Because as a coach or as a teammate, he's always going to make you better. Because you're going to work as a coach, X and O's, you got to be on point. That would be a great honor to coach any elite basketball player. And I've got that opportunity in Giannis, and hopefully somewhere down the road I can have another star.
So there you go. That's him talking about LeBron, and he's coached Giannis. He'd like to coach LeBron. We'll see if it actually happens before it all, kind of culminates after the end of this offseason for the NBA. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, he is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour, and we'll talk with him, coming up next. We're going to talk with him about the starting rotation question. And Ryan Braun not making the trip to Montreal. It's not because of injury. It's more embarrassment than anything. We'll get into that discussion coming up as well, in case you didn't hear. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.